Welcome to the Live Well, Be Bold podcast, a podcast on personal growth and self-expression. I'm your host, Carla Gregg, and I'm here to empower you to branch out and let go of fears. Every week, you'll get insight on how to be bold by simply bettering yourself in all aspects. Be sure to head over to the Live Well, Be Bold Facebook group to continue the conversation after each episode. Be bold by defining the path to your own life. Welcome to another episode of Live Well, Be Bold. I am so happy to have you here because I just love talking about dating, human connection, and love. I have always been a hopeful romantic. And I wouldn't say hopeless romantic just because I have hope. And I feel like when you use the word hopeless, it's like you are just not a believer of love. And I believe that all of us have the chance to fall in love. I'm still pretty optimistic about life, which I should be of life. I meant love. I'm optimistic about life and love, which actually is pretty funny because you would think that I wouldn't be hopeful of love because I've never been in a relationship and I'm in my late 20s. I have never fallen in love and I'm starting to be okay with that because I think to myself, how amazing is it to know that one of the best things to happen to you, which is love, hasn't even happened yet. You still have the opportunity to fall in love if you're single. Like, mind blown. Like, I heard that somewhere in a podcast and I was just like, it hasn't happened for me. And this is exciting because when things happen for the first time, like, do you remember the time when you first went to Disneyland or when you first got your dream job, the first day of school? Like, all these firsts, they're always really exciting. So I'm still hopeful for love. And honestly, the reason I have never been in a relationship is because I've decided that for myself. And honestly, it hasn't happened either, but I've always known what I want. And that is, I need to better myself. But I believe that you do have to be confident and you have to know what you want and you have to go into it with maturity. And when I first started dating, I was 23 years old. I was super innocent. I had never kissed a boy, which at the time was so embarrassing for me. I mean, a 23-year-old, and I was like, oh my God, this is embarrassing. Like, I'm not a normal human. I remember going into dates and I didn't want that conversation to be brought up. And it never did. And then I got my first kiss. Then I got more comfortable with dating and I started having fun putting myself out there, going on dates. Dating was what I thought it would be, fun. Like, I remember people always talking about how dating was so complicated. And I remember thinking, like, why? Like, you're just meeting new people. You're learning about other people's stories. Like, it's a great experience. And I've always been a personable person. So when I would go on first dates, I wanted to know a lot about this person. I was excited to hear about their passions. And I loved observing their different, like, personalities and who they were and who they wanted to become. Like, I don't know, all of that excited me. But now that I've been more into the dating world and it has been quote unquote more adult relationships, and I say quote unquote because nowadays dating is very difficult. I've been in situations where things haven't worked out. They've been close to pursuing maybe a relationship with someone, but then they've ended it or I've had to end it. And they've been reasons because we simply just didn't match up. We didn't have this connection. The first date was always the best because I felt like either party didn't want to be super direct. And I felt that I could hide certain things, like the fact that I had never been in a relationship, amongst other things that I'll get into. And then, you know, the third date came, maybe the fourth, and things started getting a little more intimate in the sense of conversations that I was scared to bring up, one of them being that I had never been in a relationship. And the reason I was so fearful to talk about that was because I thought that being in a relationship meant that someone loved you. And for me, having been like 23 and never being in a relationship, I was like, people are going to think that there's something wrong with me. I didn't think that there was something wrong with me. I loved myself and I knew that I was working on myself. And the reason I had never dated was because I was so focused on college and my internships and just becoming a better version of myself. I knew that I wasn't confident enough to be in a relationship. I was mature enough to know that there were certain things of myself that I still needed to fix and better. And I didn't want to go into a relationship expecting the person to be the best and me not having something to offer. Actually, when I started dating, I'm such a nerd. So I like Google the most random things, like how to kiss. Just kidding. I didn't do that. My first kiss was actually stolen from me and the person taught me. So bada beam, bada boom. That was great. But I remember finding this dating coach. I probably searched something along the lines like what conversations to talk about on your first day. I don't know. I've gotten better, guys. I was a nerd. And I ran across this guy named Matthew Hussey at the time. Actually, I was like 20. He was such an important person in my dating life. I still talk about him. So Matthew Hussey was a dating coach. And I remember he said something like, you can't have this list of expectations from somebody if you're not that person. So I remember being like, man, I would love somebody who goes camping and they love to run and they're active. And at the time I was not that active just because I was so focused in college and like going to my internship and working as a full-time nanny and like all this stuff that was like in my life that I didn't have the time to find hobbies and find my passions and go out there and hike and run and just become the best version of myself. And that's why I started becoming the best version of myself. That's why this idea of like being bold and living well and focusing on the aspects of your life that you want to better, like it all started because of dating, honestly. Like, I knew that I needed to better myself if I wanted to find someone special in my life. But then that no longer mattered. For me, I literally just wanted to focus on myself. And I felt like that was such a beautiful thing. I wanted to date myself. And I know that when you're in a relationship, you still could go out there and travel with friends and you can go and work on yourself and still have hobbies. Like, being in a relationship does not stop you from that, especially if it's with the right person. They're going to encourage you to do the things that you love. But being single right now, and the fact that I've been single all my life, I've had the time to travel just on a whim. Like when I'm just, oh, I want to go on a road trip and I don't have to tell somebody. I could just go and not feel like someone's worried for me. And being single feels like freedom. And I'm not saying that you can't have freedom when you're in a relationship, but I'm in freaking New York right now, by the way, guys. And last night I went out. I decided, you know what? I'm going to stay up late, had dinner with a friend. And it was really great to just have freedom. And I didn't have to text anyone where I was at. It was pretty awesome. When you're out and about, like, you have the freedom to flirt and just to like work on yourself. And I don't know, I love being single. Of course, it would be awesome to share these experiences with someone, traveling and holding someone's hand, walking around the city, but I'm just enjoying being single. And I know that the time will come and I'm not being impatient about it. I think the more you rush into something, the more chaos there is going to be when you want to be in a relationship and you're rushing things just because you're like, oh, I want to be in a relationship. Like, that's not good either. So I've never wanted to rush into something just so I can say, okay, I'm in a relationship. And then when I meet the next guy, I'm like, yeah, I've been in I was in a sucky relationship for a year and it was great. Like, I'd rather say I've never been in a relationship. I'm waiting for the right one. I'm working on myself and I'm having fun just dating. And I hope that when I meet the right person, I'm going to give it my all. In the beginning, I was protecting myself from dating because I didn't want to get hurt. I wanted dating to be fun and rainbows and butterflies, and it's not. It's like you're gonna get hurt when you put yourself out there. But when you date yourself, when you go out there and become the best version of yourself and treat yourself good and respect yourself and love on yourself, like, dating, even with rejection and heartbreak, becomes so much easier because you love yourself first and foremost. You have taken the time to go out there and date yourself and find your passions and I mean, just being in New York City right now, like, I loved having a solo day. I went to church and then I had breakfast by myself and I was meeting new people left and right and I met up with friends later and then I went out to bars. Like, it was just so fun. Even though I've never been in a relationship, a lot of my friends come to me for relationship advice. And the reason is because I have almost lived vicariously, which in the beginning wasn't good because I wasn't putting myself out there and I felt like I had a wall. I didn't want to get hurt. So I was just being fun and not being vulnerable and just kind of keeping things lighthearted. And yeah, as soon as I put myself out there, it was painful. It hurt. I hurt myself. I let guys hurt me. And it hasn't been the best dating experience, honestly. This last year has been one of my most heartbreaking years. But it has also taught me to love myself more and to have expectations, not just of others, but of myself, have high standards. And I hear a lot of the times people are like, oh, so you expect a lot from this person. It's like, no. I know that I need to work on myself and that I'm working on myself. And that when I'm ready to find that person's already going to be an close to awesome person. They're going to have imperfections and I'm not going to like everything about them, but I'm going to be willing to work at it. I'm focused on just loving who I've become. And I'm so excited for when I meet that person who I could just give my everything to. Like, that is going to be so exciting. And the fact that I haven't met them, like, where are you? You know? So just like F those expectations of like where you should be, because you are where you need to be. And if you still need to work on yourself, go out there and date yourself. Like, go find hobbies, find your passion, go out there and flirt, travel the world, like, just work on yourself. You have so much time. And when the person that is meant to be in your life comes, they are going to be one lucky ass person. I have this quote that my mom always used to say in Spanish, mejor solo que mal acompañado, which means I rather be alone than with bad company. And to be honest, I stand by that so much, because in the last year, I've wanted to be in a relationship and I've wanted to find connection, emotional, physical, mental connection with someone. And I've hurt myself because of that. And even though I've learned a lot from it, it got me into a dark period, because the light that I have inside of me, the hopeful romantic, the optimism, it slowly started dimming down. My light was dimming and I entered this period where I felt alone. All in all, the reason I share this is because I don't want you to think you're the only one going through what you're going through. And I've said this in my last podcast and in my last episode with Eric, I quoted something that he said, the moment that you feel like you're the only one going through this, through something, is when you enter in darkness. And that was me this past year with my dating experiences. I got hurt a couple of times because I put myself out there, being that I've never had sex with a guy and feeling like I'm the only one who is waiting for the right person and I'm the only one that's never been in a relationship, and all these thoughts of I'm the only one got me to do stupid things, got me to enter in this moment of darkness, and it shook me up and it made me learn new things. But all in all, like, I entered a dark period because I thought I was the only one going through everything. And recently I met a friend who was very similar in that they had never been in a relationship. They had never really put themselves out there. And I was like, whoa, like, I'm not the only one. Just because you're at a certain age doesn't mean that you have to be this or you have to be that. Like I said, I remember when I was 23, it was so embarrassing that I had never kissed someone, that I had never dated. It was very embarrassing for me. And I was like, why is that embarrassing? That is like my body. That is my life. I could do whatever I want with it. I don't need to explain myself to anyone. And just the fact that I had never experienced certain things did not make me less than or weird. It was just who I am. But I know that I did that to myself. I was labeling myself as, oh, I've never been in a relationship, so I'm not good enough, or I'm weird. Like, I was the one doing that, because most of the time people don't care. And there are people out there like yourself who are dealing with the same thing. So you're not alone. And yeah, I mean, this episode turned into something interesting, and I hope that you guys enjoyed this conversation, because yeah, I mean, the importance of dating yourself is that you should work on yourself and you should figure out what it is that you want. Do you want to be in a relationship? Do you want to get married? Do you want to be co-living? Like, what is it that you want? And for me, I know what I want. Dating yourself, that's when you're going to find out what you want, what you don't want from someone, what you need to change in yourself to be a better partner for that person that is waiting for you, that person you still haven't met. How exciting, they're coming into your life sooner or later. So dating yourself is just so important. But anyways, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It was very raw for me to talk about this stuff. And I hope that whatever season you're in, you make time for yourself, because when you make time for yourself and you love yourself, you're going to be able to love other people. So if you're married, you're going to be able to love your husband more, you're going to be able to love your kids more, the people around you, your friends. So you really need to make time for yourself, because when you don't, that's when you crack. I know, I've been there. So anyways, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to follow Live Well, Be Bold on Instagram and on our Facebook group. Talk to you guys later. Bye.